Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Taiwan and China are both marking the centennial of a revolution that ended 2,000 years of imperial rule and established the Republic of China, with feudalism replaced by democracy. Now, it's true, in 1949, Taiwan split from China amid a civil war that brought the Communist Party to power and sent many on the losing side to Taiwan. But today, the two neighbors are using the centennial as an opportunity for dialogue. Taiwan's president is urging China's government to pursue democracy and respect his island's self-governance. China's president said the two sides need to move beyond the history that divides them and work together to achieve a peaceful reunification. Well, how is this anniversary being marked in Beijing? The BBC's Michael Bristow has the story.
I'm standing on a hill in a park overlooking Beijing's Forbidden City. For 500 years, the home of China's emperors. There are hundreds of tourists here, all gazing down at the Imperial Palace's gardens, its ceremonial halls topped with yellow tiles. Exactly 100 years ago, an uprising in central China led to the fall of the last emperor. A republic was established, and the modern world, with all kinds of new ideas, democracy, freedom of speech, nationalism, came rushing in. I'm going to ask the tourists looking down on the Forbidden City what the significance of this revolution was.
The emperor's power ended and China changed from a feudalist state into a democracy.
It opened the floodgates and allowed democracy in. That's why we have the China we have today.
The man who orchestrated this revolution is called Sun Yat-sen, and his picture is in front of me now on display in Tiananmen Square. The fact that it's here shows the Chinese government respects his contribution, his revolution. But their celebrations for the 100th anniversary have been strangely low-key. This is Professor Wang Kai-shi. He's an expert in the Qing dynasty, China's last imperial family. He admits the government's cancelled some events in the run-up to this anniversary, including debates on university campuses.
This is what China is like at the moment. The government pays a lot of attention to what students do and what goes on campuses. You could say this issue is a little sensitive.
Doesn't that go against some of the principles this revolution stood for?
It is a very common political problem. Ideals are one thing, but reality is often something very different. A ruling party has its own considerations.
China doesn't want to celebrate this anniversary properly, because its ruling Communist Party defeated Sun Yat-sen's group, the Kuomintang, in China's civil war. The Kuomintang fled to Taiwan, where there's now a flourishing democracy. Celebrating this anniversary properly might lead people here to wonder why China doesn't have one too.
That report from the BBC's Michael Bristow in Beijing.